Dr. Don Schifrin.
It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Joe Galewski and Dr. Deb Lonser, and starring Dr. Michael Roizen, M.D.
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week, Hour 1 in about 6 minutes. Until then, we'll continue on with Medical Stories of the Week. Top Medical Stories of the Week. Just the other day, that cruise ship, Carnival Cruise Ship, ran into problems. Was towed back to harbor in Alabama, and these poor souls on that ship endured 5 days of, Dr. Mike, I would think, pretty unhealthy conditions.
Yeah, what is amazing, remember the Norwalk virus. That's the virus that causes the severe GI symptoms, diarrhea and other symptoms, vomiting, etc. Runs wild on cruise ships, and often, because they're in such close quarters, goes one person to one person to one person, that you would expect that to be a problem here, because they couldn't even wash their hands, etc. One day they got a gallon of water per person. Another day they got a 12-ounce bottle of water per person. You imagine subsisting for a whole day on a 12-ounce bottle.
Right.
So, and obviously they had little baggies to put their waste products in, so to speak.
One baggie for 5 days.
It's amazing, right?
Oh, one baggie. And then, you know, they had to be left out. Well, they had to be. They were put out in the corridors.
Boy,
outside the suite, so people would need to walk between those bags.
Boy, whoa. Anyway, it's amazing they didn't all come down with a major, if you will, flu-like illness, right, or something.
Yeah.
But they didn't. And so, by the way, that does tell you the best way to wash your hands is not with those little packs of alcohol wipes. It's actually with just those soap and water. But if you're on a cruise ship and all you got is an alcohol wipe or one of those, if you will, the alcohol cream or whatever you call it, use it.
Is a cruise ship probably the best place, and I don't mean that in a good way, best place to come up with some kind of creeping crud?
Well, it's obviously one of the best places to, it's one of the best places to communicate infectious disease from one person to another.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's right, you don't see that very often. But that's correct.
When they talked to, and I saw a lot of the interviews that they did with these people, when they got off the ship, and the interviewers, the reporters asked them, what's the first thing they want? The first thing they want to eat or whatever, when they get to where they get to. I'm not sure you're gonna like this, but most of them wanted McDonald's. Wanted to go to McDonald's and ice. They wanted some ice chips, so they wanted fast food and ice chips.
They were warm, eh?
Well, I guess so. There wasn't any air circulation on those ships. I think they're going to give them all $500, which is awful.
They're giving them all back their. Cost of the cruise. Many of them are getting back also the transportation to and from the cruise, and then they're also getting returned to them the cost of anything they purchased on the cruise.
Yeah,
and they're getting some other things. It'll be a important story. I mean, you know, how many people go through a major fire on a cruise ship and live to talk about 5 days of this? They will all be talking about this. And if Carnival manages it correctly, this will end up being a positive rather than a negative for them.
Yeah, and a couple of issues with this cruise. That ship may not have been seaworthy. There could have been some issues mechanically, technically, with that ship. And apparently there's no regulating agency universal regulating agency that dictates policy when it comes to, you know, the seafaringness or seaworthiness of these ships. But you think about that. You get 3,000 people in one place, and it's not like a concert where people move around and they come and they go. These are 3,000 people just captive in one place. You know, I mean, it's got to be, there's got to be just an amazing breeding ground for germs and the ability to at least pick something up, I would think. So,
yeah,
gotta,
I agree.
It is. It's got to be one of the craziest places around.
I'll tell you what. You know what it's time for? It's time for the first of two. It's Dr. Mike Roizen's Real Age Tip of the Week.
Now on You, the Owner's Manual, this is the Real Age Tip of the Week with Michael Roizen, M.D.
And this tip is an important one, especially in light of what we talked about last week. Remember, Alzheimer's disease is almost going to triple by the year 2050, and the number of caregivers involved in it, now thought of being over 5 million, will go up by threefold too, so it will really impinge on caregivers as well as the patients. What if you control seven major factors for memory loss, Alzheimer's, and cognitive dysfunction, and that changing just a few daily habits cut your threat from these brain thieves by more than 50%. You'd pay attention, I hope. Well, that's what we're going to do. So listen up. Old age and dementia do not have to go hand in hand. Take as many of these seven as you need will help, and enjoy keeping all your marbles. The first one, quit smoking. That's right. One of the most important things to do is to quit smoking. Not today, in a month. Our realistic plan will help you quit for good 30 days from now. So you can log on to sharecare.com, excuse me, or realage.com to find that. Two, get active. Start small. You want to do 10,000 steps a day, and then you want to do, if your doctor will allow you, 1 minute of intense exercise at least three times a week. So when you go and do cardiovascular exercise, raising your heart rate, 1 minute of it, the last minute should be all as hard as you can do it if your doc says you can do it. But start small and work up. Three, get smarter. Going back to school, especially for new job training, is a twofer. Brain work makes you sharper forever and improves your job's odds in tough times. Four, brighten up. Fighting bouts of depression, see your doc about starting or changing medications or about getting other help, and get extra serious help about walking. That is, exercise is a powerful depressant reliever. So are meditation and yoga. Five, six, and seven, stop three brain threats at once. We're talking about high blood pressure, obesity, and diabetes. What prevents or reverses them is identical. Eat more fruit and veggies, fish, and 100% whole grains only. Cut out saturated fat, trans fat, and simple sugars. So that's the key Real Age tip. Preserving your brain, priceless. Joe?
Thank you, Dr. Mike. Hour number one is done. Hour number two coming up. Dr. Gary Ginsberg, Dr. Arthur Perry, and another Real Age tip. Don't go away. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to greatstartgtl.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
Are you tired of getting sick and tired? Are you tired of doctors not knowing what's wrong with you? D-Herbs may have the answer. D-Herbs.